if I haven't seen you and I haven't told you and wished you a happy new year, I'd like to do that with all my heart today and say, my heart desires for every one of us to have a victorious and wonderful encounter with Jesus. The prayer of my heart is that I get to know him better, that I have experience and revelation with Jesus into a new year, that I'll come when Jesus takes us to the other side to say, Lord, I have experienced more of you. I've learned more from you. And I just love you more because you've poured out more of your love into my heart that I can love other people. In Jesus' name. I had a sense of God wanting to minister to us about moving forward in 2024. I want to start today by sharing a scripture from Isaiah 46, verse 9 to 11, which actually confirms and it actually brings for me an encouragement of faith as God gives us encouragement through his word. Isaiah 46, verse 9 to 11. Remember the former things, that of long ago. I am God, there is no other. I am God, and there's no one like me. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. What I've said, that will I bring about. What I have planned, God says, I will do. This describes to me the sovereignty of God that gives me faith into a new year, knowing that God is planning and has already planned my future for me and for you. It already speaks to me of the volume of the sovereignty of God Almighty, that whatever he's purposed, he will do. Whatever he says, it'll be pleasing and it'll come to pass, because what God speaks is truth. That's a great foundation for me, and I pray for you too as you hear this message inspired by the Holy Spirit to give us hope and encouragement into a beginning of a new year. I will say this, so unlikely for us to expect that a new year will be free of any storms. You know, people stand and they say, I'm making a New Year's revolution. And their hearts are great. They want to change, want to see things turned around, want to see new things materialize in their lives and the lives of their loved ones. But by making and declaring on the 31st of December some instrumental things that I want to change, it's almost putting the emphasis on me to make these resolutions come to pass. I'm not smoking this year. I'm not going to swear. I'm only speaking good things. And so the list goes on. And actually, it puts us into bondage, because by the time I find, anyway, for me, when March comes, I've kind of failed in most of them, because we are trying in our own strength to do this. I'm learning more and more to trust on a sovereign God, a God who created the world, a God who planned beforehand, and a God that has my interests and my heart in his hand, a God that planned everything he had for me before time began. God that no one can dispute and no one can come against. A God that never leaves us or forsakes us. In this account, as we turn to Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 41 this morning, or this, whenever you are listening to this message online, we are reminded that Jesus is with us no matter how intense or whatever storm lies ahead. We are encouraged to know that no matter how the terrible storms and the effects of life that comes in the months, weeks, and days ahead, that we can go back to Isaiah 46 and say, I'm serving a God of miracles, a God who promises, a God who is reliable, a God who cannot lie, a God who's sovereign against everything the enemy may bring against me. So as we see, 2023 may have had many heartaches, challenges and storms. Did for me. I lost some very dear friends through uneventful things that happened. Almost to say, God, how could this absolutely happen? How can I go through this? How can I face and have faith after all I'm seeing? Well, we need to develop our faith and trust in Jesus, because he's faithful to take us to the other side. That's why God says, remember. Remember the good things. The problem with most of us is that when we do go through these lapses and storms and terrible times, we seem to linger the negative memories through for days and weeks and months. And our faith becomes diluted through that. We need to take the things that we've seen God do, the times he's healed us, the times he's provided, the times he's protected, the times God himself has come through for you and I, needs to be absolute beacon in my heart to say, Lord, if you did it in that 2023, you'll do it again. If I'm sick, 2020 I had COVID, I was ill, weak. Never forget how God came through for me. And if God healed me then if anything comes up, he will heal me again. He will heal me again. Let's have a look and see how God wants us to face our storms with his strength and overcome our fears. Because it's the fears in our life that so often hold us back from everything that he has ahead for us. So Mark chapter 4. That day when evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, let us go over to the other side. What's interesting for me is, it wasn't the disciples that said, Lord, take us over to the other side. Jesus said, let us go. He was encouraging the disciples to get into a boat with him. Unknown, they never had the weather forecast. They never had safe lifeguards. They never had anything. No cell phones. Let us go, Jesus said, to the other side. And as they did, they left the crowd behind. They moved on as Jesus asked them to. There were also other boats with them. Other boats will be alongside our lives. We will have people come along with us. We'll have people walk with us, encourage us. They were alongside. Suddenly a furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat, that it was nearly swamped. These waves were monstrous waves. If you've seen movies, I've seen some movies where the boats have been out and the furious storms of the sea came against them. I thought, how are they ever going to get through that? Frightening. Waves swept over the boat. How come, they must ask in their hearts. Jesus said, let's go. Now we're facing the storm. On top of that, Jesus was in the stern and he was sleeping on a cushion. When the disciples saw Jesus, they were terrified. How could Jesus sleep through such a tragedy? Look at us. Does he care? The cry of a human heart. Does Jesus really care that I'm going through what I'm going through? Does he really know the intensity of the storm, this trial that I'm facing? The Bible says the disciples woke him up, shook him, I'm sure, and said, Jesus, Master, do you really care? Don't you care? Look at the storm. Look at this. And Jesus immediately got up. He rebuked the wind and said to the waves, quiet, be still. The immense authority that Jesus had over all creation still stands. Quiet, he said, be still. The wind died down completely, the sea became calm, and the disciples must have been shaking, terrified. And Jesus said to his disciples, why are you so afraid? Do you not still have any faith? They were terrified, and they asked each other, who is this man that even the waves and the wind obey him? Who is he, really? Yes, we know he's Jesus. Yes, we've seen the miracles. But this, Jesus will amaze us by what he will do for us if we will just trust in him. Put our faith in God. Complete faith. My cry of my heart is 2024, Lord, I want to be able to come to a place where I put my complete faith in you. No matter what happens, my life is in your hands. No one can pluck me out of that. I belong to Jesus. The amazing thing for the disciples was, it was a hands-on thing. It happened right in front of them. I wonder when the storms come, I need to rise up in faith and say, Lord, I'm trusting you completely. If he came through for me in 2020, 21, 22, he's brought me this far, he won't just leave me here. Jesus died on the cross for me to have victory and for you to have victory. He doesn't just do something of a partial healing, a partial deliverance, and then leave us and abandon us. Even though he was asleep in that boat, there was a reason. And the disciples had to look at their faith and say, Jesus, look at you. Who is this man? Who is this wonderful God that we serve? Even the wind and the waves obey him. Amazing, amazing God. As we come to a close today, I'd like us to turn to Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14. I believe this teaching in Philippians will help us, prepare us for the times of the storms we'll face in the months, years, and weeks to come. Philippians 3, verse 12, Paul wrote and said, I'm not perfect. I haven't already attained everything, but one thing I do, one thing Paul did, that kept his faith strong, kept him in line, kept him in the word, kept him loving Jesus, serving Jesus, was this: forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize to which Jesus has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. One thing I do, letting go of whatever holds us back from obedience to God's word, will put us into a place where we can have and experience the faith and joy and the peace that Jesus died to give us. That when we do face storms and trials, we'll be ready, we'll be purposeful, and we'll be strong. This process sometimes could take time, but with perseverance, with absolute joy in our hearts, we can be so fruitful to face the storms, to face the hard times. When we hold on to little things, I myself the other day, I picked up a fence, a little issue, a little area. It was such a little fox, a little thing. It niggled me. It worried me. It affected my faith. It affected my prayer life. It affected my worship. Until God said to me, let it go. It was so immaterial. And as I let this go completely, faith filled my heart. My joy returned. My peace was strong. And I was able to say, Lord, thank you. I understand. Letting Go of what's behind. Sometimes it's past memories. Sometimes it's past things in our lives. Disappointments loom in our lives and hearts. Let it go. We can't change what happened in the past. Today is all we have. Tomorrow is not promised to anybody. Living in the purpose and the plan of God, letting go of what hurt us, ministered to us, letting go of the negative, embracing the Word of God, trusting God, believing that Jesus is our healer, our restorer, our provider. Never mind what happened. I've had sometimes things happen, I just don't understand what happened. I'm not worried and spending hours trying to discern. I am saying, God, I'm moving on. I'm letting go where my faith was challenged, where I need to repent, when I need to turn away from, where I need to be, Father, I understand this needs repentance. I need to change. Refreshing times of repentance can come and bring joy and blessing into our hearts and our lives. So just recapping this morning. First of all today, let us remember the former things. Remember the sovereignty of God. He is with us and He is for us, no matter what trials and storms our new year may bring. Number two today, remember that Jesus is in our boat. He is with us, He is for us, and He will not allow the storms to drown us. Trust in the faithfulness of our God. Third thing today is don't question God too much. Don't try and discern and understand. Let it go. Trust in the love and the power of Jesus, the sovereign God who loves you and I, that He knows exactly what He's doing, and that He's got a good plan for you and a good plan for me. And then letting go of the past, embracing today, moving forward into what God has for us ahead, enjoying learning from what we had mistakes and learning from all things, and embracing and being blessed into the purpose and plan that God has for us. We'll never know everything, but let's trust in the God of the Bible. Let's trust in a sovereign God who loves us so much that He died on a cross for us, that He has good plans for us, that we have an eternal hope and future in Him, and that in Jesus' name we are blessed. Amen. I'd like to pray for us today. Perhaps you're at a time where you feel, I've been burdened. Let's today together pray and ask God. Father, I want to pray for myself, my friends, my brothers and sisters. Lord, that we can lay down our plans for this new year. That we embrace Your plan, Father. That You are King over our hearts. You are Lord and Savior of our lives. We put You first, Jesus. We choose Your word. We choose to worship and love You and be thankful in all things, because You are so faithful to us. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Let's go together into New Year. Let's encourage each other, help each other, pray for each other, be strong together in a new year where I believe that God's taking us into new things which were going to be much greater than before, in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you.